How can one keep their costs under control in their divorce?
Okay, well, that's one of the, if it isn't one of the first questions that come to mind, it probably should be. The reason I say that is because what happens oftentimes when someone thinks about divorce is right away they think, okay, I've got to rush to get an attorney. I'm going to pay the attorney a retainer fee somewhere maybe between $5,000 and $10,000. And you kind of go into a little bit of a panic mode. So one of the things that you might consider is just to talk with your spouse and see if your spouse can be cooperative and reasonable about going forward with the divorce. If you think that's possible, then you may have a better shot at keeping the costs under control, because now you and your spouse are in control of the process rather than the attorneys being in control of the process and your pocketbook. So if your spouse you think is going to be cooperative and reasonable, there's no question that you can save money with a process called either mediation or collaborative or some sort of alternate dispute process that keeps you out of court. The reason I say that that will save you money is because when you go to court, you end up spending a lot of money on formalities and a lot of paperwork that is maybe necessary for a court process but isn't necessary for getting the solution to your situation. So the first thing that I do when I sit down with a couple that wants to get a divorce and they want to keep the cost under control, I talk about what the issues are, and I pretty much know what those issues are, how long those issues are going to take to resolve. I offer a flat fee so that you and your spouse can put the amount of money that you're going to spend into your budget, and that's going to be the amount that you're going to spend, no more, no less. That's a fixed amount. And I can offer that after I talk to the two of you to find out what all the issues are in your divorce, and that would be an excellent way to keep your costs under control in your divorce.